Okay, well, it is that time of the week again. Talking with Gail. Hi.
Hi. Hi. Oh, yes, I'm all ready. I'm all ready because I know at the moment, you know, we've got this recipe here because we've got an abundance of feijoas.
Oh, yes.
They must be hanging off people's trees or hanging on the ground.
Well, yeah.
I know that people do get lots of feijoas.
They do get lots of feijoas, and I think with the wind of late, they've been blowing onto the ground.
I know. Well, I've counted the ones on my tree, so I think I've got about 25, so I won't have to worry about having an abundance. But anyway, that was better than last year.
Oh, okay.
It's doubled. It's doubled. Oh, so yeah. It's really great. So it's not gonna get pulled out of the garden.
Next year 50.
Yeah, next year 50. So this now, Catherine, is easy feijoa jam. And I think with the abundance that we've got, I think people should have a go at making this. So it's 1 kilo of feijoas, and that's weighed whole. You know, so don't scoop them out and weigh it by the scooping out. Otherwise, you'll be there for a while. So 1 kilo of feijoas weighed whole, 1/4 cup of water, and 4 cups of sugar. Hey, that's it. That's the ingredients.
It.
Yep, that's the end. So cut the feijoas in half, obviously. Scoop out the flesh, roughly slice, add the water, and boil gently until soft. So that's just gently, just sort of like stewing the fruit. Stir in the sugar and boil hard for 5 to 10 minutes. And don't walk away like I did with the beautiful apples on my tree that I stewed. And I had a phone call from Australia. And
oh dear.
I sort of was wandering around with the phone, and then I realised that I had these apples on the stove stewing. And so now they're in the rubbish bin.
Oh.
So it's sad because they had that burnt taste all over it. So please be mindful that when you're boiling something hard for this jam, just hang around the kitchen, okay? And then once you've done that, 5 to 10 minutes, you decide, put a drop, a teaspoon, onto a saucer. And you can put the saucer in the freezer so that it's really cold or something like that. So when you put a teaspoon in, it solidifies. So, and that means, and it gels. So that means your jam is ready,
uh-huh.
You know, when it's sort of spreadable. And these feijoas are high in pectin, which is a setting agent. So this happens quickly. And then basically pour into the heated jars and seal.
Done.
Now, I'm not sure how many jars you'll get out of this, but you're better off putting them into maybe perhaps 2 or 3 smaller jars than instead of one, you know, great big coffee jar or something like that.
Yeah.
So that you're opening them up fresh.
Yeah, good idea.
Yeah. But,
well, a lot of people give away their feijoas for free on the side of the road.
They do.
Yeah.
Or you know, opportunity shops and things like that. People take them down.
Yeah,
so you could probably go in and get a kilo if you see them there. And make this jam. So, and I like feijoa, so I'd probably like feijoa jam. But I haven't made this yet. But this is an easy recipe.
Nice one.
So please go for it, listeners.
All right, great. So there's the jam. What else have you got for us?
Well, I'm going to, you know, stick with what we've got in the garden again.
Okay.
Rhubarb and orange cake. And this looks really delightful, and I'm going away, so I need to take a cake with me. So this is probably going to be my choice, okay? So if I make it, I'll send a photo to Catherine, and, you know, she can have a look at it and post it somewhere if you want to.
Yes, I'll put it on the Facebook page.
Right. So we're starting off with 400 grams of rhubarb, and that's thickly sliced, 280 grams of caster sugar, 225 grams of softened butter, grated zest and juice of 1 orange, 225 grams of self-raising flour, 100 grams of ground almond flour, or flake, you know, sort of the ground almond that you get in the packets at the supermarket, 100 grams of that, 1 teaspoon of baking powder, 3 eggs, and a small handful of flaked almonds. That's basically for putting over the top at the end. So the method for this is put rhubarb in a bowl with 50 grams of the sugar, stir and just set that aside for 30 minutes. Grease and line a 23-centimetre loose-bottomed round cake tin with, of course, you know, we have with the baking paper in it, and have your oven set at 180 degrees Celsius. Now put the rest of the sugar, butter, orange zest and juice into a large bowl and beat with an electric whisk until well blended. But if you've got an electric, you know, if you've got a whisk and you haven't got an electric beater, you know, give that a good whisk up too anyway, should blend in. Add the flour, almonds, baking powder and eggs, then beat until smooth. Fold in the rhubarb and any juices that sort of came with it, with you having it set aside with the sugar, that should create a little bit of juice coming out of there. Spoon into the tin and level the top and sprinkle with the flaked almonds. Bake in the centre of the oven for about 1 hour to 1 hour 15 until it is risen, golden, and a skewer inserted in the centre comes out clean. Now, cover with foil if that cake looks like it's getting too brown. So cover it with foil, you know, till it's finished cooking. And leave in the tin for 15 minutes before removing and cool completely on a wire rack. And then dust that with icing sugar and it looks $1 million.
Ooh.
Yeah, looks lovely.
Very nice.
Yeah, and quite a nice cake by the looks of things. It's quite, looks like it's going to be quite moist. 3 eggs and that sort of rhubarb that sort of, you know, will it soften sort of, up yeah. during the baking process. And very, very nice, yeah.
Sounds so, gorgeous.
Yeah, sounds lovely, doesn't it?
Sounds
I've got a little picture, but it's
let
not.
Let me see. Oh, yeah, that looks really nice. Yeah. Oh, it's got the, and of course the almonds sprinkled on top, and then you put the ice and sugar over the top
over
of that.
Over the top, yeah. So it makes it look attractive.
Nice, yeah. It's got a really nice top to it.
And the rhubarb's just, you know, really growing really, really great at the moment. So good cake.
Great cake. Well, I think what we'll do, we'll have a little break.
Okay.
Let you have a breather. And okay. I thought we'll go with it's kind of a April theme.
Oh, okay. Well, it's nearly the end of March.
Well, yeah, so...
So that's good.
Yeah.
Let's go for it.
Some April sun.
Take me where the April sun gonna treat me.
course, Kiwi band, that one, April Sun and Cuba by Dragon.
Oh, good. Oh, it's good to have some Kiwi stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've got to support our Kiwi bands.
Yeah, he is a bit, well, he's dead. The main singer.
Oh, okay. We needed that information, of course. So here we are. We're going to follow on now with sausage, potato, tomato and cheese frittata. And this is makes a lovely lunch dish. And I've got a beautiful illustration, which I'll show to Catherine when I've finished. And it's making me feel hungry. But anyway, this is easy enough to prepare. And they say it only takes about 5 minutes. But, of course, I think they exaggerate a little bit. 400 grams of baby potatoes, and I love baby potatoes, with butter. 20 grams of butter, 1 teaspoon of paprika, 2 tablespoons of olive oil, plus a little bit left over to drizzle. Now, 500 gram packet of spicy Italian sausages, but hey, if you can't get the spicy, just get some sort of nice, you know, sort of like, well, just Italian sausages. They don't have to be spicy. So anything like that, just so that it's got a flavour. 5 spring green onions sliced, 250 grams of cherry tomatoes, and you halve those. 1/2 cup of parsley, roughly chopped, plus, you know, a little bit of extra to throw over the top. And 1/2 cup of grated tasty cheese and 6 eggs, lightly whisked. And a 300ml tub of thickened cream. And, of course, to serve with salad leaves and chives. So we're preheating our oven to 180 degrees Celsius. Now, place the potatoes in a saucepan and look, that's easy. You just cover them with cold water, bring to the boil, and then just simmer them for 10 minutes. They won't take long, those little potatoes. Drain, roughly chop, and toss with butter. In a large oven-proof non-stick frying pan, heat oil on medium heat and cook the sausages for 5 minutes until just cooked through, and then transfer to a plate or a board and slice thickly. Now, in the same pan, sauté the onion on high for 1 or 2 minutes, add the sausage, potato, onion, tomatoes and parsley, and stir until combined, and sprinkle the cheese over. Now, what I would do, listeners, and I mean, I know this, I haven't actually got a really good frying pan that I can stick in the oven. So I'd be putting it in one of my good, you know, sort of pottery dishes. So that would be me. So if you wanted to mix that and put it into your, to a dish, then you could put it in the oven, sprinkle the cheese over, and in a jug, whisk those eggs and the cream together, and give them a good season and cook for 35 to 40 minutes in your dish, you know, so that you can bring it straight to the table. You probably can in the pan, but I just think for me, I haven't got a decent frying pan that would go into the oven. And then cook for that 35 to 40 minutes until set, and then, you know, we cover it with foil if it's, you know, getting too brown. And serve sprinkled with the remaining parsley and have that with salad leaves. And it looks beautiful. And it's like a sort of quiche, really, isn't it, in a way?
In a way, yeah.
But because it's eggy. Done in a pan, it's a frittata.
Yeah, less eggy, though, with all that lovely, all the potato in it. Oh,
yeah.
With I all can the see potato. Why you're getting hungry. I can see the picture from here. It looks...
Isn't that lovely? It looks, it's really colourful.
Oh, it looks really colourful and delicious. It's really that's nice. Really comforting food too for this time of year.
Well, it is. And it's getting a little bit chilly. So that's really, really nice. And those sort of things that you basically have in your pantry too as well. Yeah.
Nice.
Very nice. Now, Catherine, with this next one, Catherine was very excited about this.
Yes, indeed.
And it's half jar curry paste. Chickpea and pumpkin pie. Now, half jar, I think, just means a small jar. I think that paste comes in small jars.
Can do. Or I mean, they're saying here.
I think you'd have to be a bit careful, wouldn't you?
Yeah, you don't go too crazy with this.
No, because it doesn't actually say, you know, what the jar holds. So it's half jar curry paste, chickpea, and pumpkin pie. So it's 1/4 cup. So whether that's some of the jar? I don't know.
Depends.
Yeah,
just depends. Get a small jar or something.
You just get a small jar. Mm. That's right. But this takes, and it does look lovely, and I'm sure this is going to taste lovely too, 1 tablespoon of olive oil, 1 onion sliced, 500 grams of pumpkin, well, peeled and seeded, of course, and cut that up into small cubes, 1/4 cup of korma paste, a 400-gram can of chickpeas rinsed and drained, 400-ml can of coconut cream, and 50 grams of baby spinach leaves, and 1 sheet of frozen puff pastry thawed. So you can buy those sheets, as we know, don't you, Catherine, those separate sheets. So probably just 1 sheet of that, but it doesn't. If it doesn't quite cover your dish, use 2, sort of egg them together. Now, and of course, well, it says 1 egg whisk, and that's basically for an egg wash, I think, you know, for over the top.
Yeah, you could do a milk wash too, I suppose.
Well, you could do a milk wash, yeah, exactly. And to serve with beautiful steamed green beans and, you know, a bit of mango chutney.
Oh, I love mango chutney.
Lovely, so do I. I love it. Have you ever tried, oh no, you won't have tried it in with cream cheese or anything like that, but it's lovely when
there's
you put a jar.
There's vegan cream cheese, so I might give that a go.
Well, you can put a jar of that, I've done it with normal cream cheese, put a jar of mango chutney in with and used it as a dip.
Oh, yum.
And very, very yummy with crackers.
Oh,
right, getting back to the point, preheat the oven to 180 degrees Celsius and place a 6-cup round pie dish on an oven tray. In a large saucepan, heat the oil on medium heat. Saute onion 1 to 2 minutes until tender. Now add the pumpkin, reduce heat to low and cook covered 8 to 10 minutes until pumpkin is softened. So you still want to keep it in those lovely little cubes because it'll look nice. We don't want it to go to mash. Stir in the korma paste and cook for 30 seconds. Add the chickpeas and coconut cream and bring to a simmer. Now remove from the heat and, of course, stir in your spinach, which is probably, you know, cut up because spinach leaves aren't, they're small, but, you know, just cut them up so that they all go through this dish. And season to taste. Now, pour the mixture into a dish. Cover with this pastry, pressing the edges to seal. Seal it all off because, you know, it's going to sort of steam inside there, isn't it, Catherine?
Yum.
It's going to steam inside there.
Yeah.
So, and then you're brushing your the top of this pastry because that gives it that lovely gloss and glaze. And with the brushed, with the whisked egg, with a pastry brush or with your hand, and using a small knife, just make a couple of little slits in the middle of the pie just for some of that steam to escape. And cook for 20 to 25 minutes until pastry is puffed and golden. And this looks lovely. And it's got a lovely dish of green beans next to it. And it looks very yummy.
Let's have a
look.
Oh, that looks really yum.
Really nice. So
that's gorgeous.
Yeah, it does. It looks really nice. And that would be a lovely for an evening meal.
That sounds really nice
it
for
does,
an evening
yeah.
meal.
And korma paste, is that...
I don't know
it's curry.
If it's, yeah, I don't know if it's mild or I think it's fairly mild.
I'm tending to always go on the mild side.
Yeah.
And I think for this, with the pumpkin and the chickpeas and the coconut cream, yummy.
Yeah, just give that nice
and
little
honestly,
bit of spice.
If you don't want to put the pastry on top, well, don't.
Don't.
No.
Well, okay,
You could probably, you know, just have it with. Without the pastry on top.
Yeah, you could serve that with a bit of rice or you could have
it.
We could have it with some couscous.
Yeah, you could. Yeah, exactly. So you don't feel you have to put the pastry on top. Once you've got that cooked, you know, sort of all together, just put it in the oven and bake it. Maybe just cover it with a bit of tin foil or something like that and it'll just be a dish without the added pastry.
Sounds delicious. Yeah. Now, Gail, we didn't talk about this before, but I made those avocado fries that we spoke about last week.
Did you?
Yes, I did.
Oh, I never got round to doing it.
Oh, well, really interesting. I really like them, although I halved the recipe, most of it. I forgot to halve the salt and the, something else. I can't remember what it was. So they were a bit salty, but they were actually quite nice, really nice with some
sort
of mayonnaise.
So that's the one where you floured and egged
and panko crumbs.
Panko crumbs.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, really delicious. And it didn't turn into mush. It was because I put it, you know, it's in the oven.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And it's covered, of course, with the flour, egg and the breadcrumbs. Yeah. So it really is just crisping the outside.
It's crisping the outside.
Wow. Yeah. Did you take a photograph?
No. I ate it all.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, that means it was good. Oh, well, that's interesting. Yeah. You've inspired me now.
Yeah, I think
because
you should
I think
go.
I should have a go.
Yeah, so go back to our past episodes on our website.
Oh, yeah.
Recipe.
Because I send them to you. I've got a little library. Yeah, so I can just look up that too as well. And yeah, I'll give it a go.
All right, good. And trial these out too, listeners.
Yes, of course. I'm sure they do.
Yeah, absolutely.
Somebody texted me this morning and said, what are you on? And I said, oh, I'm on 104.7 FM. And I said, but I'm not live. She said, I was going to listen to you this morning.
Oh.
I said, no, I'm not live. This is a recording.
We're A live, but we're not live.
Yeah, that's right.
Go, we'll see you next week.
Yeah, do. Okay.
This program was made with assistance from New Zealand On Air for radio broadcast and through the accessmedia.org.nz website. Thank you, New Zealand On Air.